welcome to join this service here, both here in the church building or online. My name is Penny. I'm leading the service today. Last night, I had some friends around for dinner, and interestingly, all of our countries of origin are on the Open Doors watch list. So we talk about what it might be like to be Christians back home. And this reminds me of my visit to an underground church in a close country when I was on sabbatical a year ago. At that time, inside the church, the person leading the service started the service by praying, "Lord, please stop the feet of the evil ones. Lord, please stop the feet of the evil ones who might report us to the police." My eyes welled up after hearing this. I could feel that persecution was a reality there, but my brothers and sisters in that church, perhaps with many more in that city and in that country, still met that day to worship God despite the possible danger. So what a privilege we have to worship God without fear in this country. And let us now pour out our hearts to worship God now. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that we can worship you freely in this country. Help us not to take this for granted. Help us learn from our persecuted brothers and sisters to worship you in any situation. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you're willing and able, should we stand together?
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your. took my sins and my sorrows. He made them His very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How wonderful and my soul shall ever be. How wonderful and my soul shall ever be.
How marvelous, how wonderful. Lord, the fact that we can sing this song now and we will sing it in eternity with you, how marvelous. Lord, thank you for that grace that you've shown us, that we can come and worship you knowing that we've been ransomed, healed, restored and forgiven through Christ. Lord, we thank you so much for all these things. Amen.
Good morning. Right. I've brought some sweets because it's been a long time since breakfast. Would anybody like one? Great. Okay. Come on then. Right. Come on then. Pick one. We'll start with one each. See how far we get. Hopefully there's enough for everybody. Great. Oh, hopefully we've got enough. Oh, jeepers. I can only afford £1.25. Sorry if you didn't get one. Okay, make sure you've just, if you've got more than one, share it with somebody else. But the important thing is, John's told me you're not allowed to eat them yet. Okay? You're not allowed to eat them yet. Is there any left? I really wanted one as well. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, don't eat them yet. Don't eat them yet. It's so tempting. Mauam stripes. Oh, chef's kiss. We're not allowed to eat them yet. It's very tempting. I can see Phoebe's like, maybe I'll just open it. It'll be fine. Don't eat it yet. Very tempting. Very tempting. But don't eat it yet. So we've been learning about the life of Jesus in our kids' slots. We started off with Jesus as a 12-year-old being in the temple with his father. Last week we learned about his baptism. And this week we're going straight into the next bit of Jesus' life whenever he got tempted. So he was led into the desert and he was going to be tested by the devil, by Satan. So that's where we pick up from. So he was led into the desert and he had 40 days and 40 nights where he had nothing to eat. He was fasting and he was so, so hungry. I know I've only had breakfast about half an hour ago and I'm already getting hungry. Just seeing you lot sitting with your sweets, I'm like, oh, I wish I had one of those. It'd be very tempting to eat those sweets. But Jesus was in the desert and Satan came and he was coming to test Jesus, to try and tempt him. And I'm going to read some of it from the Bible, because the coolest thing about this is, like, all these stories that we do in the kids' slot, they're all from the Bible, which means, like, these stories are true. This actually happened to Jesus' life. So the devil came and he went, right, Jesus, I know you're hungry, but here's what he said. He said, if you're the Son of God, you could just turn these stones into bread and you could have something to eat. It would be delicious. Do you think Jesus was tempted? He was so hungry. He was like, oh, I am the Son of God. I could just turn those stones into bread and I could have something to eat. But no, he wasn't tempted. He actually, well, he could have used his, like, big God powers. He could have got the fists out. He could have got a Nerf gun out. He could have got a bow and arrow out and gone, Satan, go away. He didn't. Guess what he used as his weapon? The Bible. He used the Bible. What I'm reading from this morning. Here's what he said. He said, actually, it says in the Bible, he says, man shall not live on bread alone. I don't need bread. I'm not going to live on bread alone, but from every word that comes from the mouth of God. So Jesus said, I don't need to turn those stones into bread, because I've got, God is my God, and that's who I'm going to follow. So then the devil, being pretty smart, he then was like, okay, right, I know your games, Jesus. I'll use the Bible against you then. So he said, the devil goes, round two, here we go, right, round two. He says, well, he took him up to a really high point in the desert, and he went, well, if you're the Son of God, you should just throw yourself off the mountain, because it says in the Bible, he will command his angels to protect you. And they'll protect you and they'll lift you back up again. So the devil thought he was being really smart, because he was like, well, I'll just use the Bible against Jesus and then that'll tempt him. Do you think he gave in? No, he didn't give in. And I can see some of you are like starting to nearly give in to this temptation. You're like, oh, they're like trying to open their sweets. But Jesus didn't give in to that temptation. He answered right back and he used the Bible as his weapon again. It's about to be 2-0 to Jesus. He said, do not put your Lord God to the test. And that was from the Bible as well. He just like swung the bat straight back at him and said, I don't need to give in to that temptation. You don't need to test me, because God doesn't need to be tested. 2-0 to Jesus. How are we getting on? Do you really want your sweets yet? I really want your sweets. Like, I mean, I'm feeling tempted by you. Okay, final round. Let's see if Jesus wins again. The devil brings Jesus up to the top of a big mountain and he shows him like all the land that he could have. And he said, I could give all this to you. If you just bow down and worship me, then you can be ruler over all this land. What do you think? Did Jesus give in? He didn't give in. He said, get away from me, Satan. I don't need you. I have the Lord. He's the one who I worship. He said, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. I don't need to worship you, Satan. Go away. And again,